President George W. Bush took it on the chin when it came to the environment. One accusation is that he ignored science that suggested we should get tougher on greenhouse gas emissions. President Obama's administrator at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is Lisa Jackson. She said things would be different.
On my first day, I sent a memo to every EPA employee stating that our path would be guided by the best science and by the rule of law, and that every action we took would be subject to unparalleled transparency.
Well, it hasn't taken long for the chemical industry to say Obama's administration is backtracking.
There's been this notion to get stuff done and get it done fast.
That's David Fisher, an attorney for the American Chemistry Council. Fisher is concerned about new standards on dioxins. Dioxins are byproducts from producing chemicals. They also get into the environment from burning trash and wood. Now, the government says dioxin causes cancer and reproductive and developmental diseases. It's known this for decades, but it's been finishing a report to show exactly how toxic dioxins are. It's been writing this so-called dioxin reassessment for 18 years, and it was supposed to put out a draft last week, but it didn't do that, and it hasn't said when it will. That didn't stop the EPA from proposing a new rule about how much dioxin should be allowed in soil in people's yards. Fisher says that rule should have waited.
If they're going to base interim goals on the best available science, which they have in fact stated that they plan to, it's sort of hard to imagine how you can do that before the reassessment itself is finished, because that, after all, does represent or should represent the best available science.
The chemical industry is concerned because dozens of sites across the country are contaminated with dioxins, and the rule would lower the amount of dioxin allowed in residential soil. It would go from 1,000 parts per trillion to 72 parts per trillion. That's a drop of more than 90%. Fisher says that could cost companies millions of dollars in extra cleanup costs.
And again, that begs the question, why?
One accusation is that the Obama administration wanted to finalize dioxin soil regulations in time to coincide with controversial ongoing dioxin cleanups, such as a large one in central Michigan. The EPA did not answer this question directly and wouldn't provide an interview in time for this report, but it did say it's got sound science to justify the proposed dioxin rule. Now, you might ask why this matters. Well, just look at central Michigan, where there's a large ongoing dioxin cleanup. Linda Dykema works with Michigan's Department of Community Health. She creates state standards on how much dioxin should be allowed in water, fish, and soil. To protect people in Michigan, she needs help from the EPA.
We rely a great deal on federal agencies to provide us with some hazard assessments for chemicals. The ability of the state public health staff to do those kind of assessments is pretty limited. They have some very well-known, respected researchers on their staff, and they can do work that needs to be done and that we can't do here at the state.
And a ruling on dioxin levels in soil should help Dykema. But actually, this move by the EPA might cause more problems than it solves. For years, the chemical industry has argued the science behind dioxin is not complete. This proposed soil rule gives the chemical industry another chance to say, here we go again. And it gives it the justification to fight a rule the EPA insists protects people's health. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.